Now, the rest of the story. Winemaking. 'Tis old as civilization. Historians theorize that it spread throughout Europe was the result of Greek colonization during the millennium before Christ, and after Christ as well, when the Roman Empire exerted its greatest influence over Northwest Europe. Then the practice of tending vines for the production of wines followed in the footsteps of the Roman legions. Few food substances are so firmly associated with the worship and myth and poetry and everyday life of the ancients, if for no other reason than the critical role which man plays in its concoction. Crushed ripe grapes will ferment themselves into a wine of sorts, and yet fine wine is the result of man's knowledge and skill and labor in collaboration with nature. As wine making is an art, the successful wine maker is an artist. Some genuine geniuses, as was one Benedictine monk in the dawning of the 18th century. This true life tale of that monk's most memorable mishap is the rest of the story. It was generally known as the Garden of France, an eastern province famous for its vineyards. It was the home of the Abbey of Hautevillers. From the abbey, one could gaze out over the Marne Valley and the vineyards themselves. In 1670, a certain Benedictine monk was appointed cellarmaster for the abbey, but unlike his predecessors, he was not content merely to look after the wine. Oh no, his ambition was to combine the juices of the various grapes which grew in the vicinity, thereby to create the ultimate wine, a wine which would surpass in every aspect, color, taste, fragrance, the most celebrated wines of the day. Tirelessly, he experimented with one blend of grapes after another. Nothing satisfied him. One combination was too sweet, a second too tart, a third too bland, a fourth too rich, this one too dark in color, that one too similar to another, and years passed. Until nature herself, as though wearying of the monk's frustrating quest, nature herself stepped in. The monk was working on his project in the abbey cellar, and a bottle exploded. At first he jumped, and then, noticing what had happened, he glumly set about the added chore of cleaning up the mess. Apparently excess yeast from the grape skins had been trapped in the container. Attracted by the gentle aroma, he tasted the spilled wine, initially from a moist fingertip, subsequently from the portion left in the bottom of the broken bottle, and it said his exclamation could be heard throughout the abbey chambers. "I am drinking stars," he said. Unfortunately, he couldn't claim this exciting elixir as his invention, because indeed it had invented itself. And yet this Benedictine monk remained cellar master for nearly a half century, lived to become famous as discoverer of the ultimate wine. 300 years later, the abbey is still standing, as is the statue of this monk in its courtyard. For you see the process he pioneered. The addition of yeast cells to fermenting wine, inspired by an exploding bottle, gave birth to a sparkling new facet of that established art. His discovery, the ultimate wine, champagne. And the little old winemaker's name, which is now and forever synonymous with excellence, Dom Perignon. And now you know the rest of the story.